Now, coming up in mid-October, mark your calendars for Saturday and Sunday, October 15th and 16th. The Town of Carrboro's annual West End Poetry Festival is back that weekend with events, this time both online and in person. The in-person events will be outdoors at Carrboro Town Commons. Events include an online writing workshop Friday the 15th at 7 p.m., a Poetry in the Round event on Saturday afternoon, and a poet's reading to wrap up the festival on Saturday at 5. You can get the full schedule of events online at westendpoetryfestival.org. Gary Phillips is the former poet laureate for the town of Carrboro. He is helping put this whole thing together behind the scenes. He'll also be one of the poets doing the reading. He'll be at the Poetry in the Round event on Saturday. So you will see him everywhere when you are involved in the Poetry Festival. And he joins us here now in the studio. Gary, good morning. Thanks for being
with
us.
Good morning. Good morning.
So tell us about the festival this year. Obviously, we're still mid-pandemic, so it'll have to be a little bit different than previous
sure.
ones, but what's it going to look like?
Well, we're half virtual and half in person this year, trying to be safe. We have a great bunch of poets. We've gathered together most of all the former poet laureates and current poet laureates of the entire region, so that's going to be fun. And we'll have a workshop on Friday evening, as you stated, with an undisclosed poet at this point. We're still negotiating with some poets to do something good. It'll be a lot of fun. Last year's festival was virtual entirely, and we were amazed. We had many hundreds of people participating. So that was a lot of fun with a couple of national poets. We look forward to doing it all in person when we can again. But we've been surprised, and we'll probably keep at least one virtual aspect of it. For one reason, we got poets from all over the country coming to the open mic.
I was going to say, like, the one really cool silver lining about all this Zoom stuff is you can do it from anywhere. So,
That's right.
We got a local poetry festival. You're coming in from Portland. Sure, you can just hop online and be there. It's fantastic.
That's right.
So how, like, this has been going on for several years. This was a really cool event before the pandemic. How important has it been for you and just the Carrboro community, the poetry community, just the literary community here in our area to keep something like this going through the pandemic?
I think it's been very important. What poets do in times of hardship and times of great need is that they help create meaning. And what we want to do is reiterate that poetry is essential, that it's one of the things that binds us together, one of the things that allows us to look outside the box, one of the things that allows us to open up our perceptions and our hearts to figure out how we can proceed forward. So,
yeah. What are some of the events? We've mentioned a couple of them. What are some
of the
highlights?
Well, we're going to begin on Saturday with a Poetry in the Round open mic. So
nice.
It'll be outside of the Carrboro Commons, the farmer's market there in Carrboro, 3 o'clock. And for an hour, we'll have a whole circle of poets who will just simply come up one at a time and present one poem. It's a thing we've done for Carrboro Day and for various other events. We've got Jay Evans, who's one of the best sound men in our entire region, doing the sound for us. We've got chairs spread outside and inside that pavilion there. So our intention is to make it a safe and fun event. And as soon as that's over with, we're gonna have presentations, 10 to 15 minute presentations from poet laureates. And they include some amazing people. We've got William Davis, the former poet laureate of Hillsborough, who I just adore. He's a spoken word poet, never know what he's going to say. He doesn't know what he's going to say till he comes up. And he's just extraordinary. We've got Patrick Heron, who was one of the founders of the Carrboro Poetry Festival. We've got Fred Joyner, an extraordinary poet who is our current Carrboro Poet Laureate. We've got myself and Salisa Steele, also a former poet laureate in Carrboro, who's well-published and one of my favorite poets. C.J. Suit, the first poet laureate of Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
He's great.
Good friend of mine. C.J. participates in some way with us every single year. And then we've got Gideon Young as our host, who Gideon won a national award this year for his poetry. He often comes to poetry readings with a flute and a collection of haiku.
And, nice.
Yeah,
that's a good thing to bring anywhere, I feel
gosh,
like.
Gosh, yes.
Just bring a flute and haiku.
That's right.
Go out to dinner, go to a poetry
that's
reading.
Right.
Yeah, I
You'll
like
always
it.
Be welcome.
Hey, we're speaking with Gary Phillips, former Carborough Poet Laureate. WestEndPoetryFestival.org is the website. And again, the event itself is going to be Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th. Some stuff online, some stuff in person at Carborough Town Commons. And that Poetry in the Round event, I know everyone's invited out for that. You can participate.
Absolutely.
You can observe. If you're participating, does it have to be your own poem? Can you
yes.
read someone? It does have
this,
to be your own poem.
We'd like it to be your own poem.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else that folks ought to know about the festival that's coming up?
Well,
they can get involved?
Please do take a look at the website, and that'll give you a lot of information on the biographies of the poets and other things. And if you're a poet, come and take this opportunity to read. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All of the major poets are also going to do 15-minute videos, which we'll publish and have live. They'll be YouTube videos.
And one thing we haven't mentioned yet, the community poem. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right. And I just know that everybody in the community is contributing lines sparked by the words United, Poetry, and Service.
Okay.
Which is kind of our motto this year. It's like poems for the people, United Poetry Service. We're playing off the UPS.
I was going to say, yeah.
And we're meaning to deliver it all
what
the way.
What can poetry
all
do
the
for
way.
You? Right?
That's right.
Yeah. I like it. Again, speaking with Gary Phillips, WestEndPoetryFestival.org is the website. Anything else that folks ought to know as we wrap up this conversation?
Just that Carborough for years and years has had a poetry council that helps put this on. It's not just the poet laureate. And we are, as far as I know, the only community in the nation who has a poetry festival that is sponsored by the Recreation Department of the town of Carborough. Carborough is a little different. And that's a beautiful thing. They support us very much. They give us a budget. They help us out in every possible aspect, and they attend.
I think my favorite, possibly my favorite thing just period about Carborough is every year when the festival happens, they've got that electronic sign right outside the town saying slow down for poetry
slow
as
down
you
for
walk
poetry.
In.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
That is, that's perfect. Again, it's the West End Poetry Festival, Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th, couple of weeks from now. Mark your calendars and get more info online, including the full schedule of events at westendpoetryfestival.org. Gary Phillips, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you, Aaron. Always.